Hello?
Hello, man. How's it going out there?
Good. It's going well.
You know, you're out in your home area generally, or actually you're a lot farther north, but I mean, you know, still it's California and all that, but you can't really afford to look at as anything but a business trip, as you've told us. Has it been that so far? Has it been productive? What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been, like we talked about before, it's definitely been a business trip, and we understand what we're out here for, and that's to play football and get that aspect taken care of first. And I've talked to my family and seen a little bit of them, but they all understand and know that this is my job, and it's the number one priority right now.
Matt, how satisfying was the last game's offensive production to you?
It was a big win for us, and I thought the offense came out and played well. We ran the ball well. We had a balanced attack. We had some good efficiency in the passing game. So overall, I thought we did well, and hopefully we can build on that and continue to grow as an offense.
Matt, I suppose a lot sometimes gets made of things. We know that as you are growing and into your role, that things come slowly or gradually. There seemed to be a big fuss about getting Randy Moss involved in the offense, and obviously you did in the last game. Would you call that a natural progression of everything that you're having to learn and to go about now that you're entrenched as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think you continue to learn something each and every week, and especially as a young quarterback, and you're thrown into the fire like I was early on in the season, and you go and you try to get better each and every week. And I rely a lot on the coaching staff to put me in a good position, and I try to just go out there and execute the game plan to the best of my abilities, and hopefully I'll continue to progress and continue to get a feel for what they're looking for on particular plays, and if I can get the ball to Randy, that's great. You know, I'd love to do that each and every week, and we weren't really able to do that week two and three, but definitely last week we were, so that was great.
Matt, all along you've had Welker available to you, and you worked a few other people into it. Can this offense really be successful, though, without just the threat of Randy Moss? I mean, is the threat enough, or do you really have to go to him, and do you have to complete those passes? Obviously, you got the one long one in this pass game. The second one was intercepted. But at least now they had to respect you. Do you feel like that's something that just absolutely has to be there for you to succeed?
Well, you have to try to get the ball to your playmakers, and obviously Randy's one of the best playmakers in the NFL. And so we're going to continue to try to do that in whichever way we can. And I'm not, you know, I told people this before, but I rely heavily on the coaches from a play-calling standpoint to do that, and then I just try to go out there and execute it. So. You know, I can try to force the ball downfield and do these things, but that's really, for me, I'm just going to go through my progressions, and if we talk about trying to get them the ball, then that's what I'll do.
How helpful was the running game in this past week's game, too?
It's always helpful. Anytime you can get the running game going, it opens up other aspects of the offense, and those running backs ran hard, Sammy and Kevin and Lawrence and Lamont, so they're all running the ball real hard, and hopefully that continues.
Well, I guess I'll continue here, Matt. As you look at San Diego, obviously you've been a part of these games, and you've watched watched the Patriots from your vantage point taking them on. Now you're the one who has to step in. You're going in against a fairly successful defense, but one that's missing obviously one of its best players. What do you see in the San Diego defense right now that you really have to pay attention to?
You know, they're a very physical defense. Their front seven plays hard, and they're aggressive, and they try to create a lot of pressure at the quarterback position. And their secondary is doing a great job, and they've got some playmakers back there with Cromarty and Jammer, and Webb stepped in at the safety position and doing a great job. So they've got quite a few players in their physical defense, and so we just have to be ready to match their physicality when it comes to getting off the ball, and whether it be running the ball or blocking them up front.
Does it leave any concern for you, or does it cause any just knowing that they're going into this game at 2-3? This is the second year in a row that they've gotten off to a slow start, and it's pretty frustrating for them. Do you feel that going to San Diego, it's their home game and they're the ones who might be a little desperate? Does that add to the pressure that you're going to be facing?
Not really. For us, we approach every game the same. You know, we go out with the intention of winning each and every game, and so we're not going to be surprised if they come out with intensity. We expect them to come out with intensity, whether they were 5-0 or whether they're 2-3. So we have to come out and we got to play our best game in order to win. I mean, this is the NFL. week in and week out, every team should come out and be eager, whether they're undefeated or whether they haven't won a game, you know, and that's just how it is. And that's how the NFL is. If you don't come out and you don't perform and you don't play well, then more than likely you're going to lose that game. So that's what we're expecting them to come out with a lot of fire and a lot of intensity, and we need to match that.
You get the national spotlight, too. You get NBC, you get Madden, you get all of that. Does that add anything to it, or is that something you just pay absolutely no attention to?
You just don't pay any attention to it. You go out and you got to play your game, and all the rest of that stuff just goes along with it, you know. Once you get out there and you take that first snap, all that stuff goes out the window. You know, you can talk about it and stuff, but the fact is, when it comes down to it, it's playing football.
I think everyone else is hiding here, Matt. I don't know what the story is.
I can't hear anybody else, so.
I'm good. If they need anything more, they'll speak up, I guess.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay, bye-bye.